I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mediation has ended the Australia vilification case between Catch the Fire Ministries and the Victorian Muslim Body. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says portions of the agreement remain confidential, but they've agreed to disagree on free society and freedom of religion. Nettleton says the enforcement of the vilification law, though, still concerns ministries. Pray for the church in Australia that they can continue to be bold witnesses for Christ. And Christian Solidarity Worldwide released a report this week concluding North Korea's severe human rights abuses constitute crimes against humanity. The timing of the report's release coincides with this week's Global Week of Prayer. It's a week-long event in which believers are being asked to pray for North Korea's spiritual change as part of the centennial anniversary of the Pyongyang Great Revival, which is widely credited for Christianity in Korea. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Other versions of MNN are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.